Next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Susie Merchant. Michigan State is the number 3 seed in the conference tournament and will have a double bye before playing in the final game of the night on Thursday at approximately 9 p.m. Eastern time. Coach, would you like to open with a statement or go straight to questions?
Oh, we can go straight to questions. I apologize about that. I was on the call, was listening to Brenda and Bobby and everything. I just don't know why it wouldn't get me to click over to accept the question. So I apologize to everybody for that.
No, that's okay. Technical difficulties. At this time, let's just go straight to questions for Coach Merchant.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, while I have you, let's talk about that triple overtime game the other day. What did that show you going into this tournament and this, the confidence that your team may have?
Well, you know, I think we played well in spurts. I think, you know, we didn't have the best performances at times out of our top players, but I really liked the fight we had. We never gave up at both ends of the floor, and those aren't easy games to stay in, and you have foul trouble and all that, so to watch our kids kind of fight through some of those things I thought was a real positive thing and a step forward.
And as a reminder to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Shelly Teal with Big Ten Network. Shelly, your line is opened.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. My bad. The technical difficulties are contagious. Given the fact that your team has the experience that you have, I feel like I've been calling their names forever, and talk about the advantage that has been for you and how you will use that going into the tournament, and then also how you prepare your team when you're not sure who your opponent will be.
Sure. Well, you're right. I feel like I've been coaching them for a long time, too. and I'll take them. I'll take them for a few more years. I'll say that. But, you know, yeah, I think, you know, it is enjoyable to have a veteran group. Now, we do have some new faces, some young kids that are a big part of what we do. You know, Morgan Green, Jenna Allen, Akiah Taylor, kids like that. But the core group of kids, and I'll probably throw Brandy in that new group, too, because she's been so injured. So to have her for the whole year has been, you know, just adds such a nice dynamic to our team. You know, I think it says a lot. You know, we have some kids that have been in these situations before. You know, they understand what one and done means, and, you know, they understand what the Big Ten tournament and the postseason is all about, and really want to make sure that we bring our best A game and know that 40 minutes is what you have to play against anybody and everybody. So, you know, we're going to be ready for that. As far as how we prepare, I mean, we'll prepare for probably in some form all three of them, just different things that each one of them do. I mean, there's things that we have to work on that all of them present problems for us, whether it be Illinois, Penn State, or Purdue. And so to be able to be in a situation where we can continue to improve, whether it be zone offense, transition defense, it just, you know, really doesn't matter. Different programs present different things. So for us, you know, once we get down to that Thursday and an opportunity to know if we're going to play one of two teams, then we'll really hit hard, like the sets that they run, but prepare for both teams.
And what do you feel like is your greatest area of improvement that you would like to see for your team to win this tournament?
Geez, you're asking a coach that thinks we have a lot of things to improve on. Which one should I first? Spoken like probably every coach in the league. You know, probably the ability to one thing I guess I should say is positive. I think our team has been able to kind of morph itself into whatever we need to be able to do. You know, we played Minnesota, we had to score the ball, same thing against Ohio State, and then we can go and dig down and hold somebody under 50, that kind of thing. So I think our team has the ability to sort of make decisions and play the way we need to be in a game or have a chance to win a game. So I think that's a positive thing. I think we have to clean up some execution things offensively. I just think that's something that we turn it over just a little too much, obviously, and something I want to make sure that we do a better job of down the stretch, because you need all the possessions you can get in the postseason.
All right. At this time, we have time for one more question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of David Gorigi with Detroit News.
How you doing there, Susie?
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Real good. I know you guys have a lot of options with Powers, Jankowska, aging. Can you talk about Jasmine Hines and what she brings to the table and what she has to do for you guys to be successful this week?
Yeah, I mean, well, she certainly did it on Saturday. You know, we felt, she couldn't end her, her last appearance on the Breslin floor any better with a double-double and 36 points. I mean, she's that power guy. She backs up our defense. She's a really intelligent player. Early on in the season, we weren't doing a good job. The guards really weren't doing a good job of getting her the ball enough touches, and I think we've really made a concerted effort to make sure she gets the ball a little bit more because she's a good passer out of there and she can make some decisions and things like that. So I think, you know, for her, it's been fun to watch her maturation from that small-town Class D kid that she was that could do nothing but a drop step to a kid that can face up, drive it, pass it, you know, has some nice up and under moves, that kind of thing. So, you know, just watching her develop, I think, and to continue that process through the postseason will be important.
Have fun, Susie.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right, Coach, thanks again for joining us this morning, and we look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Okay. Sorry about the technical difficulty there.
No, that's quite all right. Thanks for joining.